A brief history of Aeroforce in Galbraith Park. Until 1906, the Galbraith estate was owned by the Dukes of Norfolk, the Howard family. The land was given to Howard ancestors in the 12th century and was used for hunting and farming until the late 18th century, when picturesque tourism to the lakes began to take off. The first mention of Aeroforce in 18th century travel literature can be found in various guides to the Lake District by William Gilpin and Thomas West. These extremely popular guides shaped the 19th century tourist itinerary. In 1903, Henry Howard opened negotiations with the National Trust to purchase the Galbraith estate. The price of the land was £15 per acre. On July 18, 1904, the National Trust advertised an appeal in the Times, and by the end of 1905 to have raised the funds to purchase the estate. The National Trust received £12,800 in donations from 1,600 individuals. Many donations were small sums sent by working-class people living in northern factory towns. In 1906, the acquisition of Aeroforce and Galbraith Park was celebrated. Rawnsley, one of the National Trust founders, referred to the area as a gift of rest in a restless age, a statement which we feel is true to this day. For many years, the waterfall and surrounding land was quietly maintained by the rangers, but as more and more people started to visit, continuing the trend of tourism in the area, more suitable facilities were needed to provide people with adequate access while continuing to protect the wider landscape. The current car park and welcome building were opened in 2014, and we have recently finished the first stage of project works on the footpaths to ensure better year-round access, as well as long-term protection for the footpaths that are seeing more visitors than ever before.